Non-epileptic seizures. Causes, types and management. Non-epileptic seizures, NES, is an umbrella term for various types of seizure-like activity. Although these events resemble epileptic seizures, NES is not linked to the electrical activity in the brain. Due to their similarities to epileptic seizures, it can be difficult for healthcare professionals to diagnose these episodes. Getting an adequate diagnosis is the first step towards exploring treatment options and taking control of symptoms. What are non-epileptic seizures? A non-epileptic seizure, NES, is an episode that resembles the symptoms and signs of epileptic seizures. However, it is caused by factors unrelated to electrical activity in the brain. Instead, most of these seizures involve a physical reaction to traumatic or stressful events and therefore belong to the category of psychogenic non-epileptic seizures, PNES. Certain physical health conditions can also trigger non-epileptic seizures. Psychogenic non-epileptic spells or seizures involve converting mental stress into physical symptoms. The diagnosis of PNES is sometimes interchangeable with conversion disorder or functional neurological disorder, but this is not applicable in every case. Many people experiencing seizures similar to epilepsy may get misdiagnosed. On the other hand, it is possible to have NES and epilepsy at the same time. Epilepsy-related seizures and non-epileptic episodes co-occur in around 10 to 15% of the cases. What do non-epileptic seizures look like? Non-epileptic seizures are usually difficult to distinguish from epilepsy-related seizures. Some psychogenic non-epileptic spells involve sudden and brief loss of consciousness, confusion, and unresponsiveness. In order to recognize PNES symptoms, the medical team should focus on signs like side-to-side head shaking, pelvic thrusting, and eye closure. This type of seizure may involve involuntary motor movements and yelling phrases. The individual is usually unable to communicate during the episode, and their mouth tends to be clenched. Types of non-epileptic seizures. There are several potential causes and triggers for non-epileptic seizures. To understand these episodes better, healthcare professionals distinguish three main types of non-epileptic seizures: dissociative seizures, seizures with physical causes, and seizures with psychological causes. Listed below are the characteristics and symptoms associated with them. Dissociative seizures. Dissociative seizures are characterized by uncontrollable behaviors and movements. In dissociative seizures, the individual is not fully aware or in control. These episodes can be linked to post-traumatic stress disorder and involve a physical reaction to stressful events, such as physical abuse or trauma. According to mental health professionals, dissociative seizures occur when the brain needs to shut down and protect itself from immense distress. The symptoms of a dissociative seizure vary from one person to another. While some of these episodes resemble an epileptic seizure, during a dissociative seizure, the person may collapse, make involuntary movements, bite their tongue, lose control over their bladder, or simply go blank and stare in an unresponsive state. Non-epileptic seizures with an organic cause. Unlike dissociative and psychogenic seizures, some non-epileptic seizures have underlying physical causes. Some of the most common risk factors for seizures with organic causes include diabetes, cardiac diseases, or low blood pressure that leads to sudden changes in the brain's oxygen supply. Non-epileptic seizures with psychological causes. Non-epileptic seizures with psychological causes, also called psychogenic non-epileptic seizures, are episodes of uncontrollable movement and behavior that occur as a result of psychological distress. Due to the similarity of the symptoms, these episodes are often mistaken for epilepsy-related seizures. Experiencing generalized convulsions similar to signs of epilepsy may lead to misdiagnosis. PNES symptoms almost inevitably co-occur with mental health challenges, such as depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, and various personality disorders. Non-epileptic seizures symptoms. Recognizing the common signs and symptoms of a non-epileptic seizure is crucial for healthcare teams to provide rapid and reliable assistance. Usually, the following symptoms are caused by non-epileptic seizures: generalized convulsions, confusion, loss of consciousness, staring blankly into space, stiffening of the muscles, loss of bladder control, involuntary movements, such as jerking and twitching, altered senses, shouting and crying, tongue biting. Non-epileptic seizures in children. Children with non-epileptic seizures may experience similar symptoms to those in adults, but this is not always the case. For example, studies have shown that non-epileptic seizures in early childhood are characterized by an unresponsive state, whereas older children are more likely to experience symptoms linked to movement. Non-epileptic seizures in children is an area that requires more extensive research. According to existing studies, these are the distinguishable symptoms of NES in school-aged children. Head movements, vocalization, loss of awareness, involuntary movements of the upper and lower limbs. What causes non-epileptic seizures? When it comes to psychogenic non-epileptic seizures, medical experts often link these episodes to conversion disorder or functional neurological disorder. This mental health condition involves the manifestation of emotional distress as somatic symptoms. Apart from serving as defense mechanisms in response to underlying mental distress, non-epileptic seizures can also occur due to various physical illnesses. The following challenges can lead to non-epileptic seizures: PTSD, dissociative disorders, depressive disorders, personality disorders, chronic pain or fibromyalgia, diabetes, a history of childhood trauma, including physical or sexual abuse. A history of childhood trauma, including physical or sexual abuse, recent stressful events, such as relationship trauma or grieving the loss of a loved one. What triggers non-epileptic seizures? While some non-epileptic seizures seemingly occur out of the blue, others may be related to specific triggers. Medical experts distinguish two types of seizure triggers: internal, inside the person's body, and external, outside the body. Triggers inside the body include physical ailments or distressing thoughts, memories, and emotions. On the other hand, triggers outside the body include various types of sensory input, such as loud noises, intense smells, and flashing lights. Some non-epileptic seizures may occur without the presence of any detectable trigger while the person is resting or relaxing. With the help of dedicated physicians and support workers, people with NES can keep track of the changes in thoughts, vulnerable states, and environmental triggers that lead to these episodes. This way, they can take control of their symptoms and live fulfilling lives. Non-epileptic seizures while sleeping. According to some studies, people with psychogenic and other non-epileptic seizures often experience sleep disturbances. Educating individuals with NES about the significance of sleep and healthy sleep habits should be one of the main goals of treatment programs. Medical experts may also perform sleep assessments on patients with non-epileptic seizures in order to help them improve their overall health and quality of life. Similar to nocturnal seizures in individuals with epilepsy, people with non-epileptic seizures while sleeping may require waking night care services. A waking night carer is available during the night for any kind of assistance. They can provide people with a rapid response, preventing possible complications or seizure-related injuries. Non-epileptic seizures and driving. Most medical experts agree that individuals with active non-epileptic seizures should avoid driving if they meet certain criteria, including the following: history of seizure-related injuries, unpredictable episodes without any warnings or aura symptoms, confusion, loss of awareness, and unresponsiveness during seizures. Individuals with non-epileptic seizures, in general, are advised against pursuing a career as commercial drivers. However, people with NES can drive non-commercial, private, vehicles under some alleviating circumstances. Seizure care and support with Leaf Complex Care. At Leaf Complex Care, we provide home care services for individuals with psychogenic non-epileptic episodes and other forms of NES. We deliver humanized, person-centered support for people with PNES and aim to maximize their independence. Our support workers take a revolutionary approach to helping individuals manage mental stress and control their seizures. The care team is available at any time of the day to meet your needs and prevent possible seizure-related injuries. Our care plans focus on your human rights and prioritize your privacy, dignity, and personal boundaries. If you need home care services for yourself or a loved one experiencing non-epileptic seizures, Leaf Complex Care is the right place for you. We deliver CQC-regulated support for children and adults in Bristol, Exeter, Slough, Somerset, and the Midlands. Contact us now, and we will create a care plan tailored to your needs. Read more about other topics. Blog Frontal Lobe Epilepsy. Symptoms and Causes. Frontal lobe epilepsy, FLE, is the second most common form of epilepsy after temporal lobe epilepsy. It is a neurological challenge characterized by recurring seizures in the frontal lobes of. Read more, blog. What are the different types of domiciliary care? Domiciliary care or dom care is when a support worker offers healthcare services to people in their houses. Most of the people who need this kind of are either aged. Read more, blog. Caring for the caregiver. Key strategies for preventing compassion fatigue. Recognizing the impact that providing care can have on one's well-being, it is essential to implement key strategies to support and protect caregivers. By prioritizing self-care, establishing healthy boundaries, seeking. Read more.